You know what today is, sort of is? I mean,
what is today?
50 years ago, James Bond music. Let's play a tiny bit. Did you hear there was a great piece on Morning Edition about the James Bond theme? And they found the guitarist, the original guitarist, Vic Flick, who played that guitar.
Oh, it's amazing.
He was like, he was 20, 25 or something. And he's still alive, still playing guitar. You should listen to the piece, because it's a great piece if you haven't heard it. And I got in just yesterday a song by Peter, Bjorn, and John. And all these years later, 50 years, what is it about that guitar sound, right? That old Fender guitar with a little bit of that Fender reverb. And
unmistakable.
Totally unmistakable. You hear it, you know, Duane Eddy was doing it a few years earlier. Link Wray was doing it. Dick Dale.
Surfer rock.
Yeah, totally. But it's such a fantastic sound. But here it is. Living, breathing, 50 years later with Peter, Bjorn, and John. Let's do a premiere of their brand new song. They are all over the map. And this one is very unexpected.
It's in fact called I Wish I Was a Spy.
Under 2 minutes of pure pop.
You know, this is a band, they put out that great record that had young folks on it, the whistled, incredibly infectious song that was so popular 6 years or so ago. And their next record was kind of weird. But their last record, I thought, was wonderful, just as good as anything they've done. And it's great to hear this new track, too.
Yeah, it's coming out on a record, a collection called Yo Gabba Gabba.
It's a kid's show on TV. I think it's on Nickelodeon.
Kids know about TV?
Yeah.
It's not on the internet.
It's like they watch quite a bit of it, I think.
You'll let me know about that.
Yeah, when we get to it.
So sneaking in the room here is Dowd Tyler. I mean, hello, sir.
Hey, guys.
You're sneaking down here because we're playing like pure pop music, and you lean that way.
I've been told that in the past, sure.
What do you have for us today? Dowd is a producer here at NPR Music. You're going to follow us up here.
Okay.
Franny's going to be on. She's going to shake us up, and Dowd's going to follow us.
I know. I'm flying a little bit blind because I actually don't know what you've played in the show so far.
We've played one song, and it was less than 2 minutes long, and it was Peter, Bjorn, and John, and it was a spy-sounding song.
Okay. I think this will follow nicely then. So this is a song by a band or a project, I should say, called Bad Books, a collaboration between two songwriters, a guy from Brooklyn named Kevin Devine, who I feel like people have been telling me about for like 10 years, which is crazy because he's, I think, just in his early 30s. But I remember people in high school and college saying, you really need to check this guy out. And Andy Hull, who leads a band called Manchester Orchestra, not from Manchester, not an orchestra. People love to point that out when talking about them. But anyway, the two of them got together. This is the second time they've done it. And I think the spirit of their collaboration is sort of to just keep each other in check, make suggestions, and then create this sort of collaborative set of songs with Manchester Orchestra backing them up. The song that we're going to hear is called Friendly Advice. And we can talk a little bit, maybe after we hear it, about what is so special about it. But for now, I'll just say I was kind of drawn to it because it's an example of something that I like a lot in songwriting, where the songwriter cops to something pretty negative about himself.
Cool. Okay, good.
So let's listen.
This is
Friendly Advice from Thad Books.
Cool.
So there's that line, I don't mind if we're alone as long as we're both alone. It's such this relatable thing, right, where you've exited a romantic relationship and yet people still kind of want to keep their hooks in each other a mm-hmm. little bit. It's like, you know, you think about the person obsessively or you want to look good for when you know you're going to see them at a party or something. And you just like, you know, kind of...
You don't have to tell us this if you don't want to. I mean, this is obviously striking a real nerve with
Tell me you don't relate to that, though. The idea of just like, you know in a literal sense that you don't want to be with this person anymore and like you crave their validation still for whatever reason.
That's basically Bob and I on this show.
So anyway, I don't know. I love when
you never cut your hair for me though.
I love when a songwriter will cop to having a really pretty fundamental problem in the way that they relate to other people, yeah. And they're not sorry really, but they're not proud of it either.
But you totally believe that to be true. You totally believe it's autobiographical, and it could be completely fictitious.
It could be, yeah.
But I like your thinking better. I like thinking that it's real, and just not even questioning it. I'm sorry I even brought it up. Don't even think about it again. It'll ruin everything for you.
Nonsense.
I didn't really hear it as much in this cut from Bad Books, but I've listened to some other stuff that they've done, and it really reminds me a lot of Weezer. And I know you're a big Weezer fan. I don't know if you saw any parallels there.
I should clarify that by saying I'm a big fan of Weezer's first two albums, and okay. I basically cut ties with them. There's a whole show about this. We did it last year.
Right, that's right.
But yeah, no, I hate to be the guy who only comes on your show to talk about Weezer. But it's definitely...
I think we've just had it. Yeah.
It's definitely there. You can feel those kind of thick synth lines, that kind of chugging guitar, and the way that the chorus kind of explodes in a place that you wouldn't really expect it to. Totally.
Nice. Thanks, David. That was great.
Sure thing. So that record's out on Tuesday the 9th, and it is called 2, like the Roman numeral.
Bad Books.
So I have something else, another piece of music that I got from one of the kids here at NPR Music, like Dawood. It's a band called Ultra Ista. Have you listened to
this?
Oh,
yeah, yeah. This
record?
Is Nigel Godrich. And...
Yeah, Sammy Yenigan turned me on to this. It is a project from Nigel Godrich, who's known for his work as a producer with Radiohead. Nigel Godrich is is another project with Tom York from Radiohead called Atoms for Peace. We had that band on a few weeks ago, and you may... Maybe...
With a record coming out in 2013.
Right, and you also... So, you know, you talked with Tom York and Joey Warrenker, who was the drummer on that record, Atoms for Peace. Well, Joey Warrenker and Nigel Godrich are also both involved with Ultra Ista. So it's just yet another...
So it's like Atoms for Peace without Tom.
Yeah, basically, yeah. And Flea.
And
the bassist, too. We're right. We're getting deep into names here. But the point is the record's really good. Just listen to it. I want to play a cut from the self-titled record called Gold Days, and I can tell you a little bit more about Ultra Ista when we come back.
Good.
You wanna know what a difference it would make? The whole
that singer was Laura Bettison on that. Great voice with the sounds. I think it works perfectly together. We just had this in our first listen series, and one of the things that Sammy Inigan told me about it that's interesting is that the band Ultra Ista gets its name from this Spanish literary movement of the early 20th century. And writers in that movement were known for their minimalism and for surrealism, and it sort of perfectly describes the sound. Yeah, Ultra Ista. And also, you can hear an interview with Nigel Godrich talking about this project on our website.
You know what also today is? Today's not only the 50th anniversary, Robin, of the James Bond theme. Mm-hmm. Today is also the day we announced our show at CMJ that's coming up.
Oh, yeah. This is we're putting on three bands during the College Music Journal Festival.
And we'll tell you two.
And we will tell you two of them.
Because, you know, we got to leave a little nugget of something for next week.
Yeah, one of them's Flying Lotus.
And we have tried to do something with Flying Lotus since the first time we ever heard Flying Lotus, right?
Yeah, and it's never quite worked out. Yeah. So,
but it will this time.
Very excited to have this. We'll have live video and audio.
And this happens in New York City. It happens around the 17th of October. And there's a note up on our website about that.
And the other band that we can talk about now is Death Grips.
Yeah.
Which is one that Franny Kelly brought to the table for us.
And Franny Kelly's in New York. Franny Kelly, this has been quite a week for this group, Death Grips. But tell us who Death Grips are for people who haven't heard it. And then let's quickly get to some of their sound, because their sound is sort of fairly extraordinary.
Well, Death Grips are three guys from Sacramento, and right away you'll be surprised that A, it's only three guys, and B, that it's as high tech as it is. Like, it's crazy, crazy loud. It's really, really intricate, and it's super fast.
Have you ever seen them live?
No.
Yeah, so this is going to be good for all of us, right?
So pumped.
Yeah.
What do you want to hear?
I want to hear Lil Boy.
As we listen to this is from a, they're putting two, they've already put a record out in 2012. This is the second record they're putting out on a major label, and the band leaked it. We're going to talk about that when we come back, right?
Yep.
Burn through it, burn through it. I'm not taking turns to it, turns to it. You know we burn through it, burn through it. We ain't taking turns to it, turns to it. I'm firing, crocodile, lift off your smile, quit that bitch, it looks suspicious, who that's good and they got my dangers? Fear over brown,
boy.
Blood you can't hide,
boy.
Face of a woman,
boy.
Tears of a child,
boy.
Rise, sign of sulfur, skeletal, belt taller, handle in each of my tentacles, I'm moonshining, juice, don't try me, live to feel life, beat me, nothing hurts, I'm seething, your smoke signals precede me, I'm inside my TV where everyone but I can see me, why are you here? Over pride,
boy.
Blood you can't hide,
boy.
Face of a woman,
boy.
Tears of a child,
boy.
Burn through it, burn through it. I'm not taking turns to it, turns to it. You know we burn through it, burn through it. We ain't taking turns to it, turns to it. Streamer.
I keep them hanging from my balcony, shriveling my son, war piss showing through it, cheap slacks and bitches die. Open my front, raging like I've never slept. Make you cry like a baby formula on the breast. Needle of your eyes,
oh boy.
River now bind,
oh boy.
Fear over pride,
oh boy.
Blood you can't hide,
oh boy.
Face of a woman,
oh boy.
Tears of a child,
oh boy.
In a foreign land,
oh boy.
Single file,
you know we burn you and burn through it. We ain't taking turns till it turns to it. You know we burn through it, burn through it. We ain't taking turns till it turns to it. Burn through it, burn through it. We ain't taking turns till it turns to it. You know we burn through it, burn through it. We ain't taking turns till it turns to it.
My face melted off.
You see what I mean by fast?
Right.
It's like you have to think fast that whole time, and like you still not get it. You not get it. You not get it. You got to keep listening.
You know that, you know this music a whole lot more than I do. Do you think that he's making it up as he's singing it?
No way. I read the lyrics, man. They post the lyrics on their site. Uh-huh. There's absolutely no way. This is real, real considered stuff. It's intricate.
That's great.
One of the things that amazes me when I hear something like that is the production values behind it. And I find consistently hip-hop music has some of the highest production of anything that I'm hearing coming out.
Yeah, I mean, some of the names that come to mind when I listen to that are Afrika Bambaataa,
mm-hmm.
right? Just the tonality of the sounds makes mm-hmm. sense in there. But, like, you know, on that song in particular, I think he's doing a Tupac flow, the way he, like, clips his words like that.
Yeah.
What's really cool about MC Rad is that he has this vocal range. Like, he can sound like different people at times. So he's not singing, but he has vocal range. Other people I think of are ODB, just because he's so loose with it.
Mm-hmm.
And then people like Pharoah Monch are just not afraid to take you to a really dark place, but with the goal of sort of bringing you up with him at the end.
It's a cool but a kind of exhausting listen. I haven't heard the new record yet, which is what this is from, the second of the two records that came out in 2012. It is exhausting, right?
Oh, totally. I mean, yeah, I get all jittery
yeah,
and like
yeah,
I get a
right.
little bit of a headache, but that's what's cool about it is that it, you know, it puts you into your body. It's experiential music so that you really sort of feel where he's taking you, and you can't ignore it. It's partly why it's dancey, because you have to move.
So for this new record, it's called
No Love Deep Web.
And the band leaks their own record.
All right, this is what happened.
Tell me.
They said, they signed to Epic, and they said, we're going to put out two albums this year, meaning 2012.
Mm-hmm.
Earlier this week, the band tweeted and said, our label won't give us a release date until, quote, next year sometime. The next tweet said, we're going to put it out. Label hasn't heard it. You're going to hear it.
That's amazing.
With the label.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that so much.
Yeah, that move fits with the aesthetic of their music.
Absolutely. But then their website, was it shut down? Or did it get overwhelmed?
Just
crash?
Or?
That's unclear.
Okay.
I mean, all I know is it's back up now.
And the music's
album's
there.
Available. You can get all the lyrics on the band's website once you get past a not safe for work image.
It really isn't.
Fair warning.
Oh, I haven't seen this yet.
But I appreciate what they're trying to say.
This album is really, really amazing, and we've all not had much time to spend with it.
Right.
But so far for me, it sounds like The Invisible Man. I mean, I just saw a play version of Invisible Man, but this is like Ralph Ellison hip-hop 2012.
That's great. And we get to see them, present them live October 17th from New York City, from Le Poisson Rouge. We're all psyched.
I just want to mention one other thing about that party. The third act that we are allowed to announce is DJ Ali Shaheed Muhammad, one third of A Tribe Called Quest. It's going to be amazing. So we're going to have hip-hop, young and classic, all together at the same time.
That's great.
So cool. Thank you, Franny.
Thanks, guys.
Well, I've got something that is equally heavy in its own...
No.
In its own way.
No.
I do. It's a different kind of heavy than that. This is from a band called Metz. It's a very loud trio from Ottawa, a group of guys that have been playing together for about 5 years, and they've just released their debut full-length record. It's self-titled, You know, we've been playing a lot of garage rock this year, and we've talked about that whole revival and a lot of heavy, loud, guitar-driven rock. I think this, however, maybe...
I think you've been playing a whole
yes,
lot of garage.
Yes, I have.
let's be...
All right, well, I will say out of everything I've played so far this year, I think Metz is probably the heaviest and the loudest so far. I want to play a cut from them called Headache.
Which is what Franny said would happen if you listen to Death Grips.
Exactly.
Have a drink.
Take No Prisoners Rock and Roll. I mean, I just think that's amazing. The whole album is just brutal like that. And what do you think of the drums? Because I know you've got to have a good drummer.
Love the drums.
Yeah. You know, I think there's some parallels, actually, that are interesting with this group coming out of the capital city in Canada and what was going on in D.C. back in the 80s with Discord Records and, you know, bands like Minor Threat and Fugazi. You know, it's basically the kids reacting to the stodginess of life in a political city. You know, in D.C., we roll the streets up pretty early here in D.C., and I could see, you know, taking back the city with their own music like that, and I think that's been kind of happening in Ottawa as well with a lot of, you know, the punk emerging punk scene there.
Very cool. We both knew we were going to play the next thing, but I was thinking about it, which is that the Peter Gabriel record, So, is getting remastered and reissued. Very different gut than what happens at the core of the music you just played. But there was something in the drums and the way they gate, what's called gating the drums, which is that it's kind of like a filter that opens the moment it's struck. And so the full force of the drums comes. Yeah. But then when it stops, it closes. And so the sound completely closes. And one of the things in the record So that was so amazing was that that technique that was used so strongly. And Peter Gabriel, the drums on Peter Gabriel's records were amazing. Phil Collins played a lot of the drums.
Who?
and it's a really remarkable sound. I know it's a record that sort of bonds us. We didn't know each other back when this record came out in 1986, but Man, oh man, what were you doing in 1986?
I was about to graduate from high school, and this record was so huge for me. When I took off for college, it was just my best friend. It was about a three-hour, two-and-a-half-hour drive from my home to college, and going back and forth between there and college, I would listen to this record constantly. Every track on it is amazing, but I think the one that even today still just worms its way right into my heart is Don't Give Up, the one he did with Peter Gabriel, recorded with Kate Bush.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, the whole theme of that song, too, was hit at the perfect time in my life, right, where I'm going off on my own and I'm scared of all the new, the new world, all the uncertainties in my life, and it was just a perfect song.
It's like Don't Give Up is a place where we all belong. Yeah. How many songs have that, that you got to find in that place?
And the melody is just, everything about this cut is wonderful.
Are we going to go down crying here?
Again, every week. Oh.
Yeah, people are really going to think we're a bunch of wimps.
Maybe. And they would be right.
Okay. Yeah. So the 25th anniversary collection is coming out. It's got a CD live in Athens in 1987 when he was out touring it. And there's a DVD from Live in Athens in 87. There's what else is there? There's a little documentary. But I'm going to pull out my handkerchief. You might use the little wrapper you got, the napkin for your Smarties. You might not want to get your Smarties.
Sweet tarts.
You might not want to get your sweet tarts wet.
I'm not sure how that sounds. Anyway.
Maybe we should just play the song.
Let's ask our intern, Maya, have you ever heard this song before?
I actually have not heard this song.
Oh, we'll have to see if Maya weeps.
Okay.
All right, we'll tweet if she weeps.
Let's dim the lights, Bob. Light a candle. Scented.
All right, here we go. I'm Bob Boylan for NPR Music.
I'm not taking the bait this time.
I'm Bob Boylan along with Robin Hilton for NPR Music. In fact, is all songs considered.
My name, but no one wants you. to settle down. For every job, so many men, so many men no one needs.
Don't give up, 'cause you have friends. Don't give up, you're not the only.
Place where we